Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Attention shoppers, Pistol Shrimps Radio presents Mall Walkin'.
They said it was not possible, but we have returned to the shops at Santa Anita. I dare say triumphant. I'm here with Mark McConville.
Hello.
And Sonam Avsesian.
Hi. I was just talking to that kid and she's like, I'm in Miss Something Something's class. And I was like, oh yeah, I know her. And then I went on this whole thing about how I know her teacher.
You just lied to them?
I just lied to her.
This is what the shops at Santa Anita are going to tune in to listen, that you're going around lying to their patrons?
It's just like, oh yeah, I know her. She's really nice, huh? Like, she lets you go out and play on the playground.
Come on.
It's so easy to lie to a kid.
It is.
It is.
Well, if you've never listened to this show before, this is Mall Walkin', where we walk around malls and talk about what we're seeing. I count the steps. I got the pedometer going.
That's all we ask.
We're standing still right now, so.
Well, I figure we could kind of just recap. We also have a special little thing to talk about. First of all, Mall Walkin' sweeping the nation.
Is it?
The fever has been caught.
We were walking in to this very mall.
Yep. Oh, right.
And a van stopped cold.
And we weren't being abducted.
No. And a nice man named Max.
It's good that you clarified that.
A nice man named Max got out and said, are you guys doing mall walking today?
Yeah.
Well, I like how he asked, like, you guys doing mall walking? Like, we might not be Matt, Sona, and Mark, just some other three people. Like,
I guess
that's what
true.
I'm saying. It's the fever. Catch the fever. Everyone's mall walking. Get out there at your own local mall and do a mall walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he saw the three of us at Santa Anita and he's like, it must be mall walking.
Yeah.
They must be doing this.
Shout out to
Max.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know what? I was originally talking about how when people listen to this podcast, they'll want to come here. And I think that proved our point.
That's right.
That he's been coming every day. This guy, Max, has been coming every day waiting to see the three of us.
Who knows how much he spent? And so that leads us into thanking the shops at Santa Anita for allowing us to come back with official approval. We're blessed by the Pope. We can basically walk around and break windows, do whatever we've been given.
I'm not so sure.
Full impunity, diplomatic immunity. That's my understanding.
I wouldn't be surprised if we have to have a chat with some overzealous security person.
Yeah.
I also want to say you're welcome to the shops at Santa Anita.
Thank you. Yeah.
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 For the Maxes. And for just coming here and bringing exposure to this mall.
Because we, at the very least, are going to buy some knockoff brand candy from one of those vending machines.
I brought quarters and singles. So
we're keeping the economy afloat.
That's right.
All right.
I might get a second ear piercing at Claire's.
Yeah, you mentioned you might get a second hole is how you described it.
Hole. And then you giggled.
Well, because you kind of put a space between talking about earrings and then came back in with, I'm going to get a second hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't, though. I think I just said...
You didn't?
One of you should get an ear piercing. And I was like, maybe I'll get a second hole. And then you giggle.
Would you mind editing in a long space between when she's talking about those
things?
I can
hear you. I can hear you.
Well, should we get to some mall walking? I mean, what else? We don't...
If you haven't listened to the first part of this episode, we already did floor two. We are now on floor one.
Yeah.
The first floor. But there seems to be a ton of terrain to cover.
Yeah. Well, for instance, so you're already excited about this store here, which we didn't see last time.
Sanrio. This was where I shoplifted my first thing. There was characters called Little Twin Stars, and there was a tiny sticker book. It was 45 cents. And my friend, who was a bad influence on me, was like, just put it in your pocket.
Whoa.
And I was like, yeah. And then I did, and I felt the rush, and then I just became
Do you
that
still
person.
Have that item?
No, I used it.
Do you want to go put 45 cents on the counter and just not explain it?
Maybe. Is this when I redeem
myself?
We
could go and just explain that. Do you have anyone have 45 cents on
I have a dollar.
No.
Well, we could give him a dollar.
I'm going to just give this store a dollar?
Yeah.
Can I buy another Little Twin Stars?
I think we should just say what happened.
Okay. This is... Very yeah. uncomfortable for
I
me.
I don't yeah. think you should, but.
I think Conan will appreciate this.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
A long time ago, how old would you say you were?
I think I was about 13 or 12.
She stole a 45-cent sticker book from a Sanrio.
I'm so sorry.
And we want to come back and repay it.
Yes.
And that's interest. Oh,
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I ever shoplifted.
And the last.
Not the last.
Oh, no.
I noticed she just shoved a huge Tuxedo Sam plushie in your purse.
That was the only thing I ever took from Sanrio, but I loved this store so much, and I just wanted to...
It's good.
I wanted it, but
thanks for understanding, and hopefully the statute of limitations has passed.
I'm so sorry.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. No, not from here. I think it was probably the Pointe Hills Mall, but I don't think that Sanrio's there anymore.
The old owner that owned that store too. So
he owned
this store and that store and Ontario.
Oh, really?
So that's nice. It kind of gets paid forward.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I did that. I didn't think this would be as cathartic as it was, but it
feels good.
It feels good.
Yeah.
It was a little Twin Stars sticker book. Uh-huh. Do you guys still have those?
They don't even make them anymore.
Ah, should
have because
kept
too many
it.
People were stealing them.
Do they still have little Twin Stars? There they are. Hey.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I remember
my
these
God.
Guys. I do remember these guys. Do you want a little bag for doing the podcast? We'll buy you a little bag.
No, but the way you say it too is very
condescending.
Awful. Condescending. That's
you want
word.
A little bag.
You want
for
a little
doing
bag. Dum dum.
Does somebody you need a little Twin Stars?
Is there still
bag?
Peckle?
There is a very small section of Peckle.
I had a Peckle pencil box.
Right, is there any Tuxedo Sam? Where's that?
This is all very mysterious to me. I am not a Sanrio kid.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well,
you're not a Sanrio kid, huh?
No.
You a Toys R Us kid?
Yeah, I don't want to grow up.
Yeah. Hi. I want to see Tuxedo Peckle. Sam and Peckles. What's
yeah.
Peckles? I don't know what Peckles
let's go
are.
See tacos, Tuxedos.
What are Peckles?
These are Peckles. Oh my God, I'm going to get this.
Let us get it. Let us get it for you, dear
oh,
heart.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need a little
oh,
bowl?
Does somebody need what a Peckles dish?
I don't want you. Is that? 37. Jesus.
We'll take it.
That's all.
We'll take it. Wrap it up.
But you got to schlep it oh, okay. around. Do you want to come back for it?
I don't mind. Can we we'll hold it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll take
oh, good.
It. Do you want to like make sure you got the one you want? Again, that's
yeah,
not trying to
yeah, let me see. What else
but.
Do you guys have? Hold on.
I mean, make
oh, wait,
it quick.
Wait.
But...
No, I want Peckle.
What is Peckle to you, Sona? What is Peckle? Who is Peckle? It's
He's
just a duck. Okay.
It's and the thing says that having fun makes me ridiculously happy.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You have a plushie?
Oh,
oh I
Sona
peckle
just
plushie.
Lit up.
I might do that instead of the bowl.
Really?
I don't know. I'm gonna.
Well,
I'm gonna.
Do
have
you
to
feel
think
like you have
this.
To get two of everything because of Charlie and Mikey?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, Tuxedo,
oh, Tuxedo
Sam
Sam's
section.
Pretty sick.
I had this
oh,
little thing.
See, this isn't the Peckle that I remember. Oh. He wore blue, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh, he's got pajamas on.
Well, he got to sleep.
Okay. No, you know what? I think the bowl is better.
Let's
right?
Let's get the bowl.
I'm all about. Yeah, I think that bowl.
Who's Tuxedo Sam?
Tuxedo Sam is just this. Where is he?
I don't know.
This guy here.
Is that?
He looks different too.
This blue one is Tuxedo Sam.
Oh yeah, that's who I remember.
Oh yeah, because he's got a little bow tie.
I had this little keychain of Tuxedo Sam that would open up like half his body would come apart, and you could put
paraphernalia in there,
just penguin guts in there.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get you a bowl.
I'm gonna get that bowl.
This is thrilling.
And I'm gonna, you know what? And I'm not gonna pay for it. Matt's gonna pay for it.
That's right.
But I won't leave here with it in my pocket, all shady.
No, I don't know how you would get this bowl in your pocket.
I could. I don't know how. I could.
Not only have we returned money for the sticker book, we're buying a $40 Peckles bowl. Are you guys going to watch the Peckles bowl this year?
I tape it usually and then try to just avoid spoilers.
Okay.
Fast forward through it.
This is a cute bag.
Did you ever, when you'd buy things as a kid, save up but your parents would pay the tax?
What?
Like no. I bought my first Star Wars action figure Darth Vader with a silver dollar, but my dad paid the tax.
Like, I do have a memory of tax. Like, no. You'd look at a price tag and tax would not be on the price
yeah,
tag.
So
you'd say like, I have $5.
Yeah.
And then it would be $6.22 or something.
Yeah.
So yes, this does ring a bell.
But my parents weren't like, they were just like, you got to pay $6.22.
That's how much it costs.
And that's how I learned.
Taught you a little something to be about how to a thief.
You learned about sales tax.
That's when I was like, oh, there's no sale tax if you steal.
But look, shops at Santa Anita, we've already spent $40 here.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's that tax.
Can we leave that here and then come back for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Her name is Sona, S-O-N-A.
What are the odds that a different Sona would come in here and say, do you have my Peckles bowl? I'm ready to go home.
Question. I don't know. There was another Sona in my class.
Really?
Well, yeah, when I was going to the Armenian private school I went to. And she, her last name also started with M. So one of us couldn't be Sona M and the other one, because we were both Sona M. Anyway,
there's a Mark McConville child psychologist and an Australian stand-up comedian named Mark McConville.
Is he funny?
Oh, yeah. You want a stamp card?
Okay. What's that?
You want a Sanrio stamp card?
Yeah.
Of course.
You can get a Subway sandwich if you buy enough.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do you need this?
Well, you'll need it to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm sorry again.
I'm glad we did
Thank
this.
Thank you for my redemption arc.
What a triumphant return to the shops at Santa Anita.
Now, Matt.
That felt good.
Yeah?
You've got a real new lease on life. Normally, you would have said at this point, I think we should go this way and make the loop, but you're just going willy-nilly.
I don't understand the geography of the first floor.
We didn't check in at the directory at all.
Yeah.
We're just freewheeling.
We're loosey-goosey.
That Dippin' Dots counter looks like colorblind tests, and it gives me the willies.
There's a 71 in there. Did you see it?
I'm colorblind. I didn't see it.
I like Dippin' Dots.
You do?
Oh, fuck yeah.
This food court is huge.
I know. I told you. It's like not a food court. It's like the food kingdom, and court is just the Baja Cali fish tacos.
It is a little weird to see fish tacos, Cinnabon, and then Daniel's Jewelers.
Yeah.
It is a little odd.
Oh, this is the Chick-fil-A where during the height of quarantine, every Monday night, Amanda and I would drive here, pick up Chick-fil-A, hate listen to a podcast that made us laugh, and just sit in the car.
That sounds nice.
It was nice.
Maybe when Glenn's old enough, you guys could do it with Glenn.
What does hate listen mean?
Well, just we found this podcast that was so pompous and ridiculous that we would listen to it ironically. You know what I mean? I see.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You didn't actually enjoy it.
No, well, I mean,
you thoroughly enjoyed not enjoying it.
Yes, it was fun to talk about as we listened. It was just about a real up your own ass podcast. Not like Mall Walking, which is significant to the culture in every way.
There's a place called Chicken Now.
Right next to Chick-fil-A. I noticed that.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah. If I had to choose,
Chicken,
I'd go to Chicken Now.
Excuse me.
Well, because you're going to get that immediately.
Yeah. You don't have to wait in a line.
They have a Dave and Buster's
Charlie's
here and
Philly
a theater.
Steaks?
Do you guys want to see
Give
a movie?
Give it to me. Huh?
Do I want to see a movie?
Yeah, they got a theater.
Are we going to be able to talk through it while we're doing it?
I don't know.
Panda Express. Want to
go see 4-hour Avatar?
We're going to go see Avatar?
No.
I saw Dungeons and Dragons yesterday.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
I heard it was fun.
I had so much fun watching that movie.
Hmm. Huh? Sure. What's your name?
Mateo.
Hey, my name's Matt, which is this... Do you know what podcast this is?
No, it was pretty interesting in the mall.
Yeah, this is a podcast called Mall Walking.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
I play baseball.
What position?
I play second base.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah, you watch baseball.
Yeah, I've been known to watch a baseball game or two. Do you have a team that you play for?
I play for the Temple City Rams, varsity baseball.
Temple City Rams.
Where's Temple City?
It's like across the street from Arcadia.
Do you guys have a mall?
No, we don't have a mall.
This is your mall.
Yeah, this is our mall.
Wait, why aren't you at baseball practice right now?
Or school.
Or school.
It's lunchtime right now.
Oh, are you
Is
senior?
That true?
Yeah. Oh, I used to come to the mall to eat lunch when I was a senior in high school, and I'd eat just a Julius, Orange Julius, and a Cinnabon.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Mateo, while we were standing here, the Bolero arcade just opened.
Also, those girls took a picture of you.
Do you know those girls?
Yeah, they go to my school.
Oh. All right.
Go back and tell everyone you're being interviewed by some hot podcast. This is going to be big for you, Mateo.
I don't know.
Why do you guys say that?
Well, I'm sorry. No, it is. What are you eating?
Chick-fil-A.
Hey.
Now, what made you go with Chick-fil-A and not Chicken Now?
Chicken Now is a little like more greasy and it upsets my stomach a little more.
Oh. Shots fired for the Chicken Now. Wars.
Maybe Chicken Later is more like it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Chicken Now, you pay for it later. Well, Mateo, it's been a real pleasure. We did get a 1964 Mustang.
Yeah, this Mustang's all yours.
Do you mind if we take a picture of you?
Yeah.
Okay,
get on. All right, ready? Yeah. It's Mateo in the Bolero. Come on, give me that blue steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
You can get in. The keys are inside.
Don't be awkward. Do it.
Talk into the mic, Sona.
Do maybe a this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're...
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Let me just get one like that, too.
We got to remember to get a picture in San Rio, too.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Well, we have to go back to San Rio.
Also,
thanks,
pick
Mateo.
Out a pair of bowling shoes if you like, too.
All right, mall walking.
Mall walking is the podcast.
Listen for it, Mateo.
Tell everyone at your high school at Temple... Mall walking.
Is it on Spotify?
Spotify. Tell everyone at Temple City High. This is going to... Mall walking. Okay.
I wanted to go straight over to the Funtime Candy just to see...
Can I say I would have had such a crush on Mateo in high school?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He just had this really cool air about him.
Good energy.
Yeah, and he was really cute.
I feel that way about Tuxedo Sam.
Okay.
Matt.
What?
Is it creepy? I said in high school. I hope that's not creepy.
No, that's fine.
When you were in high school.
When I was, and I would have never told him, and I would have just looked at him from behind a wall.
Then you would have found his LinkedIn profile later in life. Is he working? What's he doing? All right, I don't see any runts or rascals on this side.
I hate that you have to call them rascals.
Crybaby guts?
Oh, rascals.
there they are. Who's All got right. a quarter? Oh,
I
my
got
two?
It.
Guys.
It's Whoa. 50 cents for some rascals.
What
but Sona?
Highway.
Just like Dragon's
Robbery.
Slayer. These razzles are looking frazzled.
That's not
that
great.
That looks old.
I think we're the only people who are probably going to use these vending machines
I think so.
Years.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have so many of them at this mall.
Yeah.
Do you want to put your hand down there? I don't want to handle your rascals.
Sona, can you put the mic a little closer there? Yeah.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's not your fault.
Here? That's
it. Oh, I meant to your mouth.
Oh. I thought you meant to the vending machine.
Here. Oh, and then you got to scoop them out with your fingers.
Oh, God. Hold on. Hold on, everyone. Oh, my God.
That's a, that's a handful of rascals right there.
That banana touched.
Whoa.
I'm still going to eat it.
Those look hand-painted, honestly.
You guys, that is not...
That's sugary sadness
This
right
feels
there.
Like some teacher gets her preschool kids to paint.
No. No.
No? Not cutting it?
These are
I'm
good?
Not, listen, I miss runts.
You can really tell the difference?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
God.
These are kind of chemically...
There's not a lot of flavor.
No.
No.
And yet too much.
It hits you after the flavor, and it's... Look, it's not great.
This is like... I guess orange in the Rascals is crab cake. What other flavors are there? I mean, this one is like red and...
Can
this
I try
is like
them?
My palm is going to turn into these colors.
Yeah, you can take them right to the trash there.
Are you
going to
eat your meatloaf?
Good. Do you guys dare banana?
I did a banana.
I think you mean wasabi. Yeah. All right.
I feel like, you know what? I'm going to eat them all.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
They are pretty good.
We are looking at Funbox, which is a bouncy house thing, right? But all of the bouncy houses are deflated because they're not
going
open.
On? Not very fun.
So it looks like there's just been a bouncy house disaster.
It does.
I'm
gonna
have
this
to take
looks
a picture
like
of this.
Bouncy House Village after the nuclear bomb went off.
Yeah, this is.
Wow. Sad.
This is Bouncy House The Last of Us.
I know. I was thinking that too.
Yep. No, I got to throw them away.
You're not going to finish?
I'll finish them.
Do
I'll
you
take
want
one for
that,
the team.
Like when your palm gets all colored by them, you know what I mean? Isn't that kind of fun?
It's going to get stained.
Is it going to get fun?
I realize that was a stupid question.
What was your question?
That was my question.
That really, I thought I misunderstood you. That was it. Now your question was, is it going to get fun?
Look, there's a reason I don't do the NPR podcasts.
Yeah, I know.
Where would you say is this worth going? We're not going outside.
That's a separate podcast.
We're not going outside.
We need to save room because do you realize that we're already traveling up to a half hour to get to a mall?
I know.
We got to save some, you know, some outside stuff.
This food court is a triumph.
The original kebabbery.
This might be the best food court I've ever seen.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It's spacious. You got a lot of classics and a lot of new. I've never heard of Sukihana.
We're here to say malls are back in a big way.
It is Thursday. It's not a holiday today, is it?
Masi's kebab, kebab of my people.
Oh, it's Bunta Eve.
Huh?
Oh, that's why all these people are here.
Yeah.
What?
Bunta Eve.
What Eve?
Bunta Eve.
What?
It's Bunta Eve.
Bunta Eve?
Yeah.
Bunta Eve.
Bunta Eve.
Yeah.
Bunta.
Okay. I need you guys to say it one more time.
Bunta Eve.
Okay. Thank you.
And what happens on Bunta Eve? I know, but maybe Sona doesn't, and maybe the listeners don't know.
It's the podcast or the pod racing classic on Mos Espa from Star Wars.
What?
Bunta Eve.
Bunta
Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? We're splitting.
What?
I'm trying to figure out
this
the
is
geography.
Where we originated
this
from, and we came this way.
I regret eating all those rascals.
Do you?
I bet.
But it's done now. There's nothing. You shouldn't punish yourself. It's Bunta Eve, you know?
Let yourself go. Matt, the Shoe Palace or the Pooh Chalice has the big opening. I think maybe all of the stores look like that.
Oh, you're right. We thought for sure at the Montebello Mall that was just another store they bought that looked
like
that way.
Shoe Palace?
Yeah.
The chrome entryway.
It's the Pooh Chalice.
That's what I said. Oh. And you said.
I know, but I said chalice. That thing is the actual chalice that the Pooh comes out of.
The Pooh, like an anus?
Mm-hmm.
That's an anus.
Yes.
It's a chrome anus.
Bunta Eve.
Bunta Eve.
Yes.
Okay. It's louder than I remember.
Well, that's because we're on the first floor.
So it's an anus, is what you're saying.
Do you think Sweet Factory?
It's the shape of an anus.
They might have legitimate brand name runs.
But Matt, they have to come. They have to be
they
like.
They do. They have to come
from a
vending machine.
It can't be a box of runs. It's got to come out of like a dispenser.
Okay.
Sweet Factory. Can I tell you too, every time I see a now hiring sign, a part of me is like, that'd be a fun job.
Yeah, I understand that too, because it makes you like think I could just let go of everything I'm doing and start fresh.
Yeah.
And simple.
I liked working at the mall.
Did you ever have a Jelly Belly phase? The Jelly Belly jelly bean?
No, I was not big on the Jelly Belly.
How would you feel about working at a place that sells pucker powder?
What?
A place that sells pucker powder?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
Okay.
For your anus?
I'm good. I bet, you know, did you guys ever watch Toddlers and Tiaras? And how
not on purpose.
They would eat pixie sticks and they called it, what do they call it? Pageant crack?
Yes, that's right. To get them amped up, right?
To get them and they would have them drink Mountain Dew.
Oh, no.
I think that pucker powder is the same thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because you need energy.
The opposite of what I want my daughter to have.
I know.
We're strolling down another wing.
I know. How do we know to go this way or that way?
This feels scary.
You're scared?
Although it's scary high end, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like we're entering like a different
South Coast Plaza.
You know when you're in a house and you can tell there's been a new addition?
Yeah, that's what this feels
You know
like.
What we're approaching?
What?
A grocery store.
What?
This is going to be a grocery store.
Oh, shit, this is the 99 Ranch Market.
Do you know about this?
Oh, fuck yeah. The 99 Ranch Market?
You don't know about Bunta Eve and you know about this.
I don't know what Bunta... You guys are doing a thing.
No.
Yeah.
What kind of thing?
Bunta Eve is a holiday on Mos Espa on Tatooine when they do the Pod Race Classic.
Oh. I'm so mad right now.
You should be.
I'm so upset. Are you a big Star Wars fan too?
I'm less and less of a big Star Wars fan.
Well, so am I. I mean, we all are. I mean, we're all dying.
Okay.
You're right about that.
We're walking to the very end. No, I feel like we should veer right now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But I feel like we missed out on other things. This is very confusing.
Yeah, we're going to have to double back around this way, make sure we didn't miss any.
Last time we did topics. This, we would say the names of all the stores. We're just, you guys don't do that anymore? We're free balling it?
You're right.
We never went to the directory. I've been trying.
Well, because we covered the directory last time.
I guess we did.
Mark, this Borders? I feel like you're Borders? Very uncomfortable with that.
With what?
Are you you're like a rule follower.
I love rules and structure.
Okay, so when now that we're going all like crazy, this must be uncomfortable for you.
Attention shoppers, Mall Walk-In will return after these messages.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why is the K-pop store so dark?
K-plus pop.
Are you guys into K-pop? I like it.
Do you?
I love it.
Those are fun songs.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Yeah.
You know what I love?
Physical Bake.
Did you ever watch that? Physical No. 100 on Netflix, where the 100 people just compete to be the last man standing or woman.
Does that have anything to do with K-pop?
It's Korean.
Is there any music in it?
I'm sure someone there is a father and you could call him, Hey, Pop.
Oh. It's my cabinet guy. Look, Eric, I can't answer you the call right now.
Eric, come on down to the shops at Santa Anita and
if you
want
to talk to Sony, you got to come down to the mall
and
do it in person.
Yeah, we can't do this right now.
Okay, here's a store called April Snow.
Never heard of this store. It looks like ladies' clothing.
It is April right now.
Oh.
But there's no snow.
Does it change every month?
That's a good question. Sugarfina, here's a high-end candy shop.
No runts in there.
No runts.
No way, no how.
Yeah, because like they're only like the alphas of the litter, not the runts and sugar.
Oh, I sort of remember Bear Fruit Jewelry. I'm looking now at the second floor where we've been before.
You really want us to figure out order-wise where we're headed.
It's a disorienting mall.
I think we got to double back this way just for a bit, and then we'll go that way because we haven't covered this.
Did you want to just go to the left?
I'll do it. You guys, this is your podcast.
If we go this way, we've covered everything north. You know what I mean?
North.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I can't help it if I have a preternatural sense of direction.
I can't help it that I have an international sense of inflection.
Isn't me like? Let's talk about the design because the upstairs was super straightforward.
Yeah.
Downstairs is hog wild. Well,
same with the Glendale Galleria.
Yes, but the Glendale Galleria, the upstairs is crazy.
Yes, that's right.
It is like they dropped a bunch of stores out of the sky and they all splatted here on the first floor, and then they went, "Let's build the second floor with a little more order in mind."
Yes.
Well, now I am actually lost. No.
I think the Rascals permanently dyed my palm.
Oh, yeah.
I told you. And are you having fun?
I'm trying to. No, I'm not.
You're not?
You lied to me. I thought this would be so much fun, and I was waiting for
it. I'm having fun looking at it.
I can't even wipe it off.
Okay, here's where we are, just to get reoriented. We haven't gone down this little corridor. We passed that JCPenney's, and we haven't gone down this little guy. So this is just, you want to just duck in here real quick? Then we'll do this, and then we'll double back.
We do a loopy-doop boop.
Oh, yeah, I guess we could loopy-doop. We'll go through the food court again.
It is the rare mall where the upper level and the lower level, I'm looking at a directory right now, they're very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Maybe they're run by different people.
Oh, you think the upstairs, it's like a real upstairs-downstairs situation?
It might be, yeah. We're down with the real people here. Sunsation sunglasses. Dr. Martin's shoe foot.
How proud of you if you run a sunglass store and you have a naming, let's name our store brainstorming session and you land on Sunsations.
I think that's like Oppenheimer who's like, just because we can build the bomb doesn't mean we should. You know what I mean?
You're not happy with some stations.
No, some puns are best left alone. And I'm an advocate for puns. I like puns.
Oh, I hate puns.
You do?
Why do you hate puns?
Oh, my God. They infuriate me. First of all, because they take me a minute to get.
Sensations took you a minute?
No, sensations I got.
What's
but
the
some
pun?
Of them, I'm just kind of like,
sensations.
And, you know, Tack does a lot of, my husband does so many puns. And I think if you're around someone who does a lot of puns,
it wears
turns you off. It turns you off puns.
I see.
I'm punned out.
I gotcha. Well, you should never go to any haircutting parlor.
Where?
Or pet grooming.
Yeah, well, I got to get one of these for my kids. They used to have one, and then it just, they broke them.
We're
and they're
at the
obsessed
toy place.
With them.
You're talking about this AR-15?
No, that beep, 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 beep. Hi.
Hi.
Can I, are these the only two that do that? Yep, 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 yep.
You're going to buy a squeaky light-up toy and bring it into your own home?
All of these do that? I know. This is a really big mistake.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like maybe my husband is the one who broke them, but either way, I'm going to get them.
Oh, wow. This is big.
Oh, my God. I want... This one doesn't do it? The yep, 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 yep. Oh. This is a terrible idea.
Yep,
all
yep,
of these
yep, yep,
do.
Yep.
Can I get an elephant? And, oh, you know what? I think they like the little dogs. Hang on,
I like that
see.
When we do this with Sona, it actually becomes shopping, not mall.
That's
yeah, there's
cute.
Shopping
I want
on.
That one. And is this is just another dog?
Yeah.
It's the same dog?
Sona, do you feel like you got to get the same of everything, or do
yes.
you like, to, you do?
Oh, what do the bunnies do?
I don't
do
have children, and I don't know that
what
I could bring this into my own
make?
Home.
I have children, and I could never bring this into the home.
In my house all day. In my house all day. Okay, you know what? I'll just take these little puppies. They love them, yeah.
I think this one's sick.
That's it.
Toy Place, of course,
I'll
is in the shadow of Champs Sports.
Yeah.
Hot Topic. Whatever that says... Oucha?
Oucha. Ooh.
How do I do it? Bold. Do I just tap?
Sweet Factory. We passed them. That's
that
where you get
before,
your pucker powder.
Here's
do you,
your poo
are
shells.
You good on pucker powder?
This
do you
is a
need
mistake.
Refill? Or?
Oh, I make my own.
You do?
No. Yeah.
What are you making it out of these days?
Thank you so
just
much.
Like hard talc?
Pure pucker.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so nice of you. Extra battery.
Free batteries. Wow.
That
thank
is
you.
So cool.
It'll never
thank
stop
you.
Squeaking in your house.
This yeah. is a kiosk.
Yeah.
Kiosk.
The toy
thanks
place.
The toy place.
Right
thanks
by
the toy
sweet
place.
Factory
come visit the
Champs.
Toy place.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
This is very uncommon where you get the cool t-shirt kiosk in the middle. This looks like a custom kiosk where yeah. you can get custom shirts made. That shirts like I love hot moms. And I make weed disappear. What's your superpower?
Yeah.
Put your pet on shirts, Shenko.
Just hit it with the Nike swoosh seems problematic
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Like if I was Nike, I'd be like, guys, yes, I do have a beautiful daughter. I also have a gun, a shovel, and an alibi. That's for you.
How about as long as she swallows, it's all good.
Okay.
I'd like to just point out this shirt, the put your pet on t-shirts. You think this dog's name is Shenko?
It must be.
No.
And then Shenko's in a body of water wearing sunglasses. That's maybe the coolest dog I've ever seen
that
in my life.
That is a cool dog.
I'm going to just straight up get us all Jesus My Lifeguard Walks on Water t-shirts.
I think that the people that were at the insurrection shopped at this t-shirt shop.
Do you think the person that buys Jesus is my lifeguard also buys as long as she swallows, it's all good?
Well, but Matt, have you explained that the as long as she swallows, it's all good t-shirt has a fish on it?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the
that's
plausible
what it,
deniability.
That's what it meant.
Yeah, right. It's a fishing, it's an angler's t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what that means.
Absolutely, and it can't mean anything else.
That's all it means.
When are they going to have mall walking t-shirts?
Hubby, dad, king.
Zoomies, these are at every mall we go to now, and this was not a store that I was familiar with.
Zoomies?
Oh, it's Zoomies.
Yeah.
That's how not
it was
familiar
like,
you are.
Sort of like a Latin pronunciation of Zoomies. You going to the Boutique
Classic?
You might
be right, but I don't think you are.
No, I think you're probably right.
Spencer's.
Wait, but they're not the same Zoomies that make the little roller skate shoes, are they?
You what?
I don't. Oh, no, I think it's ZOO. This is ZU.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. You lit up with Spencer's. You want to get in there and buy?
No.
They have a, frankly, found out last time at the Montebello, they have a wall of dildos in there.
I'd like to
Wall of dildos?
I'd actually like to bring that up.
Yeah.
Because you can email the show at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com, and some people have. We also have an Instagram account where I'm posting some pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll see some pictures
What's
of this
Instagram
walk in the mall.
Account? You got to say
it's
it.
Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Okay.
But we've had some emails and some comments on the Instagram. You can't go into Spencer's and take a picture of a wall of dildos and not post it. And I feel like y'all are going to have to wait for that one. I'm going to make you wait.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
Mark.
That's coming is what you're saying, but you got
I do have a picture of a wall of dildos.
You got to give these people the dildos.
But I'm not giving it to you first.
Am I remembering it correctly? Were they all glass dildos?
No.
Oh.
No.
Hey, you
weren't.
Remember me?
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to see you again.
It's time for a massage.
Oh.
Well, maybe later. Maybe
yeah.
We get a real massage.
Yeah, rather than a chair, we could end on a table.
There is a big row of chairs, though.
We all end on a table eventually.
Will we all be naked next to each other?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
We would?
It's going to be you,
and the glass there
and
is
peckles.
For everybody else to see.
I feel like this is a big misstep going back and doubling back here.
Well, we had no choice.
Yeah, this.
There's no way to go through this mall without doubling back. It's like that game with the dots. You know how you have to.
You're talking about Snake?
No, but I get what you're going with that.
More candy, more rascals. I'm going to guess these are rascals right in here.
There's some more rascals. I
can't do any more.
The rascals have been purchased more than other things in there.
Yeah.
Or the others have been refilled.
Right.
And they've never refilled the Rascals
because
we just bought some for the first time ever.
No, it felt like it though, guys, kind of. Vans.
I'm wearing Vans.
Yay.
This stretch feels real traditional mall.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Not like your Foot Locker area.
Flavored fresh.
You got your
fries.
Windsor Fashions.
Windsor Fashion. Do you
Cotton On?
Shop at Windsor Fashions? Anybody here?
I used to.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know what it is, so no.
I don't either. Wait, what was that place? Remember the first time we talked to that nice lady? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Right up there.
Stitchik, but we thought it was Stichik.
Sleep Number.
And Kashyyyk.
Are you guys
familiar with
Kashyyyk? Numbers?
Kashyyyk?
Yeah.
No.
That's Chewbacca's home planet.
I can't do this.
Sona.
I can't do this, Matt. If you're going to talk about Bunta Eve and Kashyyyk, I got to go.
That's pretty good. Now, just to remind you, you brought up Bunta Eve this time.
Oh, you're right. Oh, it's on me.
Okay.
That's on me.
Oh,
Matt,
we're having some fun, huh?
Do you know your sleep numbers?
No.
Do you know yours?
Do you?
No, but I don't even know how they know.
You have to lay down on the mattress and then get to the number that you want to be the number.
How would I know? I'm not going to be asleep, am I, in the mall?
No.
You adjust the sleep number at home. You buy I think they're all adjustable, and you find your sleep number. And it can be independent of your partner's.
So it's on me to find my own sleep number? I don't get
on
guidance?
You, that's the privilege you have of being able to live in a world where you can choose your own. I mean, that's America. In America, you get to choose your own sleep number.
Fair enough.
When you say Bunta Eve and Kashyyyk to
notice
people...
Notice you brought that up again.
I'm just curious, because you know it so well.
Yeah.
Do you, are you shocked that other people just don't know what you're talking about?
I'm not sure. I'm shocked that you're lying that you don't know what it is.
It's like I'm trying to think of something that is so prevalent in my mind that or like in my life that everybody else should know about it. I can't think of anything.
Slash's brief size.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, you know how much you love Slash.
I love Slash very
much. You've said before.
But I don't
know
his
player?
Brief size. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's like that. If I were you saying brief size so you would not say his dick size?
Yeah.
So you were being
Well, I wanted to be a gentleman.
Okay.
Sona, Matt's Star Wars knowledge is terrifying.
I know.
We once traveled and we took a cab or something back from the airport to our neighborhood. And I jokingly said something like, oh, does that happen in the prequels? And Matt just started telling me the plot of the Star Wars prequels starting in episode 1 and He made it all the way to halfway through episode 3, the whole ride back.
Was he upset that you didn't know this?
No, I just felt like...
It felt like you were judgy to me that I didn't know what Bunta Eve was.
Really?
Yeah. Because
if that was actually true, that would be reprehensible.
Shut up.
I'm true. I am true.
If you were mad about somebody not knowing Bunta Eve, that would be reprehensible.
That's what
one.
I mean.
Yeah.
No one should know Bunta Eve. I'm, of course, joking.
Okay.
But now that you do know it, you have no excuse.
I'll forget about it in 2 minutes.
No, I'm not going to let you. You've already brought it up twice.
I know, but I think because I'm just fascinated by it. But I am going to forget about it immediately.
Well, check it out, because it's presided over by usually either Jabba the Hutt or Gordola the Hutt.
Of course.
And, you know.
Of course. Yeah. Bunta Eve.
Odie Mandrell and the Mandrell sisters are often running in it.
Wow.
Check it out. Okay, let's get back to mall walking.
We haven't stopped walking.
You know what? Floor one, frankly, has fractured us a little bit, and I'm starting to get worried. We have to pull it back together for America.
You know what we have to do? We have to find some Q Love.
Oh, and that's perfect because we're right in front of Q Love, which is clearly at one point a Victoria's Secret. Just look at all this molding.
They just repurposed
all this paneling and
the
molding.
Paneling.
I know a former Victoria's Secret painted white when I see it. You agree?
This is very Victoria's Secret-esque. You're right. Yeah. I'm impressed that you know the decor of the Victoria's Secret so well, like the architecture of the
stores. But you're not impressed about how much I know about Bunta Eve?
Feet World.
Feet World, aptly named. Wow.
I feel like I have problems with Bunta Eve because I don't know what a Star Wars calendar is like. Are there years, 365 days?
Is it a Roman calendar?
Is it a Roman?
It's not a Roman calendar because there's no
Rome. There's no Rome.
Oh, my God.
It's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. How do they measure time?
It's in the past. It says that in the beginning of every Star Wars movie.
Yeah, but there's space travel.
Not time travel, space travel.
No, that's what I mean.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
This is not us.
We're not them.
We're not. They're not humans.
Who are they?
They're them.
What are them?
You're right. They don't ever say we're humans.
I think they do say humans once. I'm trying to remember. It was cut out of Star Wars, but Obi-Wan Kenobi originally mentioned a duck.
Jesus Christ.
It's in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. A long time.
So it's not even our galaxy. So this could be like another...
It's an alternate universe.
Okay.
It's not an alternate universe. It's another galaxy.
Mall walk-in.
Jeez. I worry about the state of America and our children.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate Spade. How's it going? Nothing from Kate.
Kate Spade and a Free People. It's a nice, colorful combination.
What's a Free People?
Yeah, what's this Free People?
Free People is a really cool store.
It's like
really fun kind
anthropology.
Of boho chic
Anthropology
clothes.
Meets Urban Outfitters.
This looks like I'm going to a wedding reception in Malibu.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they were probably very busy prior to Coachella weekend.
Right.
Like that guy's going to Coachella and he's going in there to find a good fit.
That guy's name is Coachella.
Coachella.
Have you guys ever been to Coachella?
No, and I never will.
I never have.
I used to go.
It seems like a nightmare to me.
Oh, it was so much fun.
No.
I went in like 2005 when it was just 2 days and I almost got crushed at Prodigy in the dance
tent. That sounds pretty great.
That is really great. It was. It was probably one of the best concerts I've ever
Sounds almost as good as the horrible smell coming from Bath and Body Works.
That really is a strong smell.
Oh, look, there's an Anthropology right here.
Do you think the Anthropology people and the Free People fight?
You know, it goes against their ethos, judging by the looks of the fashions, but I think they probably do.
Are you sure this store is not called Anthropology?
I'm not sure of anything. I do know I got to get Amanda a birthday gift. And she likes
What did you call it?
Ant.
Why are you getting so confrontational?
You got very mad.
She's like in his face right now.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a pun.
What did you call it?
I got very... Ant-heropology.
I'm
so angry I thought about it for so long.
It was not worth it.
I'm so mad that I stopped and thought about that.
This is how I walk through the world. I'll see a little tiny words and bigger words, and I'll just, like, here, Abe, Abercrombie and Fitch.
I can't, Mark. That's not a normal way to be.
No kidding.
Now
where
I'm
are the
doing it.
Guys without shirts in front of the Abercrombie.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Do you want to go to PAW? Cal State Santa Cal State University of Northridge?
Keep going.
What?
You want to go to PA, Cal State University of Northridge.
Oh, my God. PacSun?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go home now.
It's too late. We picked you up. You're at our mercy.
You really are.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I meet you here?
Sona, did you need to go in here and get some Fable ticks?
I can't. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's Fabletics.
How you set for planning stud?
Oh.
Planning studio.
Gotta stop.
Good. No, please keep going. It'll maybe get funny at some point.
Oh, look where we're heading toward. I think we've covered the whole mall, and we're heading toward a Macy's. This is just, like, sanctioned. Now, we can't get kicked out of the mall, but we still could get kicked out of a Macy's.
And I'm not interested in that.
Well, we're going in.
Oh, man.
You don't want to go in?
Okay, let's do it.
But why didn't you want to go in?
I don't thought know, you liked the because we were having such a good time. It feels legit.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I miss the thrill of the first time we came
here. The action is the juice.
Yeah. What?
What?
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They, you know, just like knowing what we were doing wasn't like...
I know.
Right?
I agree.
We were just walking around.
Yeah, it's
around.
Different when
I like
you have...
feeling a little naughty, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like, oh yeah, we're allowed to do this.
I know. Sanrio didn't even flinch
yeah,
that we brought
Yeah, we emailed someone.
Now we're heading into Macy's, and this is the full frontier.
I don't know.
Can you recap how many Macy's have we been in, and how many have been we kicked out?
Eagle Rock Plaza, yes.
We've been in twice, kicked out once.
Yeah. Glendale Galleria. I think we got kicked out.
Or Burbank.
Oh yeah, Burbank. Basically all of them.
Most of them, yeah. All right, let's see how deep we can get in.
Why?
Who's going to rat on us? It's somebody has to rat on us.
It's usually, you know, just, yeah. So I think like we, I think maybe we just passed the rat.
It's we have to
happening.
Walk like you are supposed
right
to be.
Away.
You have to, Mark, you have to act like you
I'm
belong
with you.
Here.
Like we
you
might as well be.
I don't.
I could see the fear in your eyes.
Yes.
And you really have to
we
just
have to act like we work at Macy's.
Suck it up.
Right. Like my we're doing name. Spot checks
yes.
for Macy's.
No, this is...
My name is John Wayne
we
Macy.
Do these sweeps at Macy's
right.
often.
That's great.
And it's just important to document these things. Like, you can do hand gestures.
Yes.
So that they don't even think that you're, like, hiding. So, like, that's the men's store.
And
see?
Then we'll report to corporate headquarters at Macy's that everyone is doing their job very well.
Yes.
Only they weren't because they should have kicked us out.
Well, it's coming, believe me.
Yeah.
Well, let's double back and see if we can make it back out because we reached the... Well, right. let's go to the end and then we'll double back
all
and see
down.
If we can
yeah.
get back.
Oh, look at you, Mark.
Yeah.
Feel it now.
Oh, well, now yeah. I'm looking at
now.
Suits.
Oh, you want to look at clothes.
Yeah.
I don't need a suit, but I like suits.
I just bought a new suit.
How'd
first
it go?
One pre since quarantine. I got this.
Okay. So you're pointing at a photo of a man in black...
Spike boots and underpants.
Briefs.
Yeah.
And spike...
Could only be described as...
Shin-high boots.
Fury Road Chippendales.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Don't mind us. We're leaving.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay. So
that parking lot, I think, is where The Weeknd did a big quarantine music video live performance where oh. he was like driving around in a car.
Really?
The parking
this
lot we just passed. Lot? Yeah.
Where the fun box is?
Yeah. Non-Grammy winner, The Weeknd.
Well, I'm a non-Grammy
Ooh.
Winner.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is it?
It's touchy.
Why?
He was snubbed by...
Yeah, he was very snubbed.
By who?
By the Grammys.
By the Grammys.
But who'd they give it to him? Oh, he didn't even get nominated?
He didn't even get nominated.
He didn't, yeah.
Well, no one's guaranteed a nomination.
Yeah, but
so.
Isn't
yeah,
that
but
record... He did the Super Bowl.
It was a really good album, and... I mean, all his albums are actually really good, and they're very popular. It doesn't
he
make sense.
He was the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as I know, Winger never got nominated for a Grammy.
Okay, were they the Super Bowl halftime show?
Which band?
Winger.
Winger.
I don't know that band.
We'll play it on the way home. You'll
no,
love
it's
it.
Okay. I'm good.
No, I think you'll love it.
I think
they have a song called Bunta Eve Classic.
That's fun.
Well, we made it.
Oh.
We made it
machines?
In, we made it out.
That's another successful Macy's sortie. You know?
I'm telling you, if you act like you were supposed to be there, no one's going to touch you.
I agree.
Hey, Matt.
This is coming from a Sanrio thief. She knows what she's doing.
How do they know that I'm not Sona Macy?
Exactly.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
I'd like you to read this store's name in the voice of Jeremy Carter.
Hello, buddy friend. What is happening? Look at that.
That's a massage chair from
hell.
That
looks like something from Robotech. Get a picture of that.
Body friend might be, this might be like medical accessories. But it looks like just massage.
I think it's all absolute horseshit dressed up in really expensive tech. Look at that thing.
This looks like Iron Man.
This looks like a cryo chamber in Aliens. But these are massage chairs. Should we end in these massage chairs? Look, there's three. We could sit and stare out the front window.
I would feel awkward because I feel like they would think that we were going to buy one.
Well.
How much do you think they are?
Well, we went to...
At the Shops of Montebello, we went in Macy's.
There was a
because we didn't have handheld mics. We had hidden mics.
Yeah. Was it Lazy Boy? Or no, Brookstone.
Brookstone.
It was
$8,000.
We used to have massage chairs at the at Conan, at the show, in the dressing room. And people would always sit in them for hours.
That makes sense.
Hours.
People would sit in them?
Oh, yeah.
They
would sit in them. I know, it's a surprise.
This one's $8,500.
What the fuck is this
face? What the hell is this, like, space fencing
for fencing.
Get a picture of that. Look at that thing.
Should we be in it?
Yeah.
No, we can't be.
Well, we can.
Wow.
Stoops.
This one's only $83.
No, it's $5,000.
With $1,000.
Oh. Do you think your parents would pay the tax on that? $49.99 plus tax?
Is this supposed to have Mickey Mouse ears on it?
Well, those are speakers, so you can listen to The Weeknd while you get a massage.
Wow. Grammy snubbinated.
This one's $10,000. You can tell. That's good.
Oh, the Pharaoh.
That's good fabric.
Yeah. That looks like a car. How much is that other one over there?
That one?
Yeah.
I don't know. They have signs for these. I'm sure they... probably have something for that.
That one says don't even
ask. The high-end massage chair market is alive and well.
I guess.
Oh, there's nothing here. There's no info.
This is just like...
We've got no info.
You know how at the Americana, at the brand, they have like a flying Cadillac?
No, we got no info.
Have you guys seen the flying Cadillac at the Americana at brand?
No.
I think it's like that where you can't buy it, but just look what we can do, basically.
A flying Cadillac?
Yeah, they have like a Cadillac.
Like an actual Cadillac?
Like imagine a giant drone.
Okay.
But it's a Cadillac.
Have you seen it fly?
I don't get it.
No, it's just in their showroom.
Can I just say something flies?
Well, you can, but do you think I'm lying?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you've never seen it fly, I think they could be lying.
Yeah, I got you.
I think this is weird. It's IKEA.
Right.
But it's just the planning studio.
Yeah.
This is where I came to ask them about remodeling a kitchen.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
How'd it go? Did they do it?
Not great. No, I came in. She's like, it's going to take 2 months, and it's for an apartment I rent out.
Oh, right.
I
thought you said that was going well.
I already remodeled it, but not through IKEA.
Not through IKEA.
Oh, right. Your cabinet guy who you got to get back to pretty soon.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's another cabinet guy.
How many cabinets you got?
I remodeled two kitchens in a span of like 4 months.
Do your cabinets fly?
Yes.
Let me see it. Prove it.
I can't show you because it can't leave the showroom.
See
how easy it is to lie?
I know.
Yeah, you lied to a kid earlier. I don't think that's going to be on.
That's right.
I don't know if we were recording.
Well, let's put that as a tag.
If I can find it.
Yeah.
If it worked.
Yeah.
So I think me actually lying to her?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I don't know if it was working.
Let's do this. Let's go pick up.
I could go back and lie to her again.
She's probably still there.
Well, that kid lives here. Let's go pick up Peckles the bull and then find us some massage chairs, and we will have successfully mall walked the shop.
Yeah, we really did cover the entire first floor.
We're not out of the woods yet.
Why?
Well, we haven't been massaged and we haven't picked up the salad bowl.
You know what we also haven't done?
What?
Get our portraits done at that portrait studio.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
We got a ways to go.
We've got so many more adventures. Can you guys eat?
Yeah, we could eat. We could go to Dim Sum.
Ooh. Mama Likey.
Yeah. Oh. What's it called?
Din Tai Fung.
Yeah, so good.
Din Tai Fung.
I haven't.
Well, do you want to go
so
up there,
good.
Make a reservation, go get the bowl? Put our name in, right?
Do you really want to eat? I'll eat. It's up to you. Do you have to be somewhere?
No, I have to be home by 4.
What time is it? Oh, you got time.
1:40. Jesus.
What?
My cabinet guy called me 4 times.
Oh, boy. You better take that.
You want to call
Why?
Him right now?
Cabinet emergency, if there is such a thing. Oh, my God. He
Jesus.
Called me.
Oh, my God. That's so strange, Eric. He's such a nice guy.
He's the guy that made the table for the Conan studio?
Huh?
The guy that made the table for the Conan studio?
Yes, yes. That guy.
You can go ahead and deal with that if you need to.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you don't have to put it on mic unless you want to.
There is a sort of like...
Hey, Eric, it's Sona. I'm so sorry. I just saw your missed call.
There is a sort of...
I'm recording a podcast.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
The nostalgic feelings about this mall, I'm empty. I know this
Are
is getting ahead
there?
Of ourselves. We're not in the massage chairs yet, but I have
okay,
this feeling
know what?
Of
My
like...
My babysitter's there, so I'll tell him to
we,
let
we
you
already
in.
Did this.
Yeah.
I don't want to repeat myself, but...
Yeah,
we
yeah,
did
yeah,
upstairs already.
Okay, let me give my my
it's
baby
thrilling.
Heads up. And then,
well, but it's thrilling because we're triumphant. We've returned triumphant.
Do you
All
feel
right,
like
sorry,
we're going to repeat
Eric.
Some malls?
All right.
I think we're going to have to.
And will that be less thrilling?
Yes, but maybe we can find a way to make it thrilling again, you know?
You got to make your own fun is what they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, but maybe there's a reason, like, does it go up, you know, we'll re-rate it. And
but
maybe
I won't remember what was in the mall. Like if there was changeover.
You're
going to
forget
instance.
That Holy Land wood carving place?
I'll never forget that.
Me either, friend.
But yeah, I don't have a great feel for any of the malls we've been in.
That's because they are very similar.
Especially this one in the shops at Montebello. I think you're right on about the management.
Yeah.
They probably.
It does feel like there's a quality control.
Well, where are those massage chairs? Are they upstairs?
I think they're upstairs. Yeah. Well, let's go pick up the bowl first.
Okay.
And then let's just end at the massage chairs, and then we can decide about
what's after that.
Yeah.
This sounds good, Matt.
All right, I'm back.
Everything
okay?
Yeah, he's going to my house, and I didn't know he was going today.
Oh.
It's all good.
So okay. He's just at the window.
Listen, I'm upgrading
knocking.
My fridge. From a normal fridge to a boost.
Oh.
And he has to put a frame in there so they could mount it.
Wait, he has to mount
the fridge has to be mounted.
Like a TV?
Wow.
It's like, it's a built-in fucking thing. It's massive.
Wow. This is at your house, not your condo?
Yeah, it's my house.
Nice. What are you going to put in there? Like, can you put a side of beef in there?
Yeah, I could put a side of beef.
Really? Like hanging on a rack?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
a big
how big
fridge. It is?
No, I don't know. It's not that big.
Okay.
I was joking. Okay. No, I could put like, it's going to be 40. The normal fridge
Thank
is 36
you.
Inches, I think, or 37. This one's 47.
Whoa.
Jesus,
yeah,
son.
She's
what
a
are
foot.
You, hiding bodies?
Can a body? Yeah, body can fit in there.
You
Thank
paused.
You so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sanrio.
Thank you again.
Everybody come visit Sanrio and the shops of
Goodbye,
Santa
Kitty.
Anita.
Yes.
They have wonderful service.
Yes. And also just the best stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing beats Sanrio stuff.
Yeah, although
you
they fucked Peckles with his pajama change.
Well, I didn't
Poor
I wouldn't
Peckles.
Feel that strongly about
him.
It.
They fucked him. Okay. It's not the same. You can't go home.
All right, I'm looking up at the row of massage chairs. Do you
up
want to
there?
Ride up
oh,
the
this
escalator?
Is perfect. Perfect.
Hop in a massage chair.
I really need
a refrigerator
massage.
That big. That's a real I'm impressed.
You know
impressed.
How big the fridge is at work at the the studio? The fridge part is that big. The actual freezer part's not as big as the freezer at work.
This fridge that you've got, is it a single door?
No, it's a double door.
We have
like a French door? You just walk in fridge?
It's a French door. No, I don't walk in. You can walk in.
What's your escalator song going to be?
It's taller than I am, for sure.
Sona's got a big motherfucking fridge.
You can put a couple bodies in there.
You can... Put a couple bodies in your hair to give it lots of body. Beware of the dead body shampoo.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And we're up on the second floor.
Oh, and there's the photos.
Oh, Viva
Photo. Viva Photo Studio. That's maybe where we're going to end, but let's go to these massage chairs.
You know what? We were out on the trail today. I mentioned my wife and my daughter and I were walking along the Eden Canyon Falls Trail, and a guy was taking a photo shoot, and he says, "Oh, what an adorable little girl. You know, I take family photos," and he hands us a card, and it's all pictures of, like, sexy lingerie and fast cars.
Okay.
Well, some families.
I guess. Oh, family. The Fast and Furious family.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
their family.
Or Olive Garden, when you're here, your family.
Right.
Okay, what's the lineup here?
I guess maybe we'll go
feels
back
like
there.
We got to go here.
Take these first three. This feels like we're going in a movie theater. Wow, this is exciting.
Okay, credit card. All right, let's take a look. You have $2 for 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah?
Sona, there's a new portion of this that you have yet to do, the mall walking process.
So there's $2.
What is it?
I'll explain it to you.
That's nice.
You get paid. Everything's covered here. You get your mall walking per diem.
Hey, thank you.
We might have trouble hearing one another. That's the only problem.
Okay. I can relay it. Okay. Mine just spit the money back out.
Sona's using the squat down technique.
I know.
Whereas Matt and I are just in the chairs.
Seconds. I'm going to miss a few seconds of the massage. There she goes.
Matt, has you started?
How's
your little back, sweetheart?
It's good.
Everything's okay?
Giant cyst removed last time, and it was very painful. But now I've just got a semi-open wound, so it should be fine. Okay. Oh, that's nice, huh?
I like this. I need a massage.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we're all in.
Okay, so now what we do is we rate the mall.
Okay.
We talk about it.
What is the rating system?
Of our favorites.
It's out of 5 stores instead of stars. 5 stars. It's 5 stores. And then you can use half and quarter measures. A half point is a kiosk, and a quarter point is a massage chair.
I'm going to say 5 stars.
Wow.
Just because what is 5 stars for you guys?
We've yet to go to the first five stars.
Well, I think probably this is because, like, I like this mall. I had a full redemption moment at the Sanrio here that I shoplifted from. This is great.
And now you're also factoring in part one of this, too.
This has been a really big adventure for me.
It has, yeah.
I mean, we got kicked out. You know what? It is a story of redemption, not just for me in Sanrio, but for the three of us in Santa Anita, I think.
I'd also like to offer up that the getting kicked out is a feature, not a bug.
You think they planned it?
No, I just think if you're going to give a rating, safety is part of it. There's never really been another mall where security stopped us and said, "This is, you can't do this."
But you don't think that's a little over cautious?
But I'm saying if safety is a concern at a mall,
and you like rules,
I do.
Yeah.
There's a playground for kids. Then you know what else I love about this mall? There's stores here you won't find at any other mall.
Well,
all the Japanese imported stuff.
No, they got those at every mall. I got news for you. Most malls have like 5 of those now.
Oh.
In fact, the last mall we went to had an airsoft gun range run by a guy who barely spoke English. He was like Russian mafia.
Oh, good, good. Well, I guess fuck me then.
This massage chair is not... It's like trying to get my attention. It's not massaging at all. I'm feeling little taps.
This massage chair just wants me to comment on a news story. Isn't that weird?
Well, can't you increase it?
All right, Matt, minuses on it.
Oh, yeah, on the mall?
Yeah.
So, yeah, highlights and a highlight for me would be just spending time with 2 of my greatest friends on this, a glorious Boonta Eve at the shops at Santa Anita. That's highlights. Just the fact that we got to do this twice. The fact that they kicked us out meant we got to have Sona back another time.
I know that. I agree. That was a highlight for me too. Is hanging out with the 2 of you and getting to know Mark.
Yeah, Mark's a good guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
For me, it's tough to try to recapture the magic
from
the first time.
I kind of felt like this one had a little bit more spice. Maybe I don't know if it's magic, but it's sort of feeling alive. No comment from either of you.
Well, no, I get. You know what? The first one, we were you know, outlaws just roaming right. around this mall. This one, it's like we got permission.
Right now, as you talk,
I went really high up with the intensity.
Oh can you change the intensity?
Yeah.
That. So now, yeah. Oh gosh.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
I know my massage chairs. I'm gonna go buy that Iron Man shit that we saw at that other place.
What?
No, I'm not.
The what?
I'm going to take money out of my kids' college funds so I could buy one of those massage chairs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna probably do financing.
I'm going to go back and get some pucker powder.
I think the food court is a highlight.
Yeah, that was a good
That's food a good-looking food court with a lot of options.
All right, lowlights, guys. What was the worst part or feature of this mall?
Rascals.
Yes. Yes, I still have the discoloration on my hands.
I got to get a picture of that.
Runts people. Sue Rascals and get back into the vending machines because this isn't cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Listen, if you're a Rascals person and you're listening to this, do better.
Are you a Rascals person? Listener, ask yourself, are you a Rascals person?
There's two different types of people in this world, Rascals people and Runts people.
Look, I don't have skin in the game of the Runts thing, but I'm going to go full solidarity with my compatriots here and say the low light of this was that Rascals bullshit. Get some Runts in here and you'll have yourself a really good mall.
I have another low light, and that's Macy's.
Because they didn't kick you out?
No, just because at this point it feels like we've drank from this well.
Oh, Mark, nice try. We're going into every Macy's.
Why?
Ever. Because that's a feature of this podcast.
It doesn't have to be.
The Weeknd did a concert in that parking lot.
And he didn't get nominated for a Grammy. So.
That's also a highlight of this mall, is that The Weeknd did not get nominated for a Grammy.
I like the indoor-outdoor aspect of this mall. I know we didn't go outdoors, and I think you guys should do that at some point.
We will.
I love that you could just come here. You could spend the whole day. You know what? Another highlight, Mateo.
Yeah, and Din Tai Fung, we haven't even talked about that. That's one of the best restaurants in L.A.
Yeah.
All right, so Mark, what are you going to get? You're in on five stores.
I'm doing five stores.
Wow.
Sona just coming hard with the rating before really even giving it a ton of thought or talking it out.
Yeah. No, that's how my life is. That's how I am usually.
I'm ready to give my rating.
What is it?
I like the look of this mall. I like the feel of this mall. There's a lot of variety. There's a lot of great stores. There's a really good food court. The movie theater's not bad either. I'm giving this mall three stores, one kiosk, and one massage chair.
So a 3.75.
That's right.
Is that the highest you've given so far?
I think that's the highest I've given so far. I need to leave room for a mall that's really going to knock my socks
off. But you're leaving a full quarter, point and a quarter of ceiling there, ceiling room.
Yeah, that's because they kicked us out and made me feel bad.
Yeah, I understand that. I think I'm going to go straight up four stores.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, I like this mall. I really appreciate our journey. Ultimately, I think we leave friends where we could have left enemies with this mall, and that is a credit to the management staff who allowed us to come. I'm going to go four stores, so that's my highest rated mall so far.
I'm going to be honest. Every mall I would ever go to would probably get five stores. Because
you're not thinking about these malls critically?
Remove her rating.
No, I think am glad that malls are still like doing their thing.
Yeah, but you still have to judge them relatively or else we have to do this whole thing over again.
No, I don't.
Well, look, we have an average score of 4.25. If you add us all together and divide by three, we're at 4.25 stars for this mall, and that's our highest rated mall by a mile.
And it's coming just as our massage chairs are shutting down.
Aww.
And so that means that this podcast is shutting down for this episode.
Sona, we thank you for joining us twice at this mall.
I'm honored
that I made it to the massage chairs.
Yeah, we're honored to have you. We asked you to come and then you came twice. It's amazing. We thank you. You're an American treasure.
Oh.
God bless you.
Okay.
Bunta Eve.
Thank you for listening to Mall Walkin', brought to you by Pistol Shrimps Radio. Mall Walkin' is executive produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Associate produced by Matt Gourley and Mark McConville. Recorded and edited by Mark McConville and Matt Gourley. No one else is involved in this production.
I think one of you should get your ears pierced.
Oh, my God. Not it.
I could get a second hole. I had one. Why'd you giggle, you child? I didn't mean vagina hole.
Damn. Do they do that here at Claire's?
They give you a second vagina hole.
This is all recording, but you can put it up again.
You think?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.